I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for January 8, 2026. Kentucky State Police are investigating the death of an inmate at the Eastern Kentucky Correctional Complex. Curtis Tate has more on the story.
49-year-old Marcus D. Gray of Corbin died at the University of Kentucky Chandler Medical Center. Correctional officers found Gray unresponsive in his cell Sunday and attempted to revive him, according to KSP. Gray was transported to a local hospital in Morgan County, then transferred to Lexington. A preliminary investigation by KSP found that Gray was assaulted by a fellow inmate, but no charges have been filed. The case will be presented to the Morgan County Grand Jury. The prison is a medium security facility that opened in 1990. It houses around 2,000 inmates. I'm Curtis Tate.
The company developing a private uranium enrichment facility in Paducah is getting hundreds of millions of dollars from the U.S. Department of Energy to power the next generation of nuclear reactors. The DOE announced on Monday that it has issued a $900 million task order to General Matter to help create domestic production capability for high-assay, low-enrichment uranium, or HALEU, the primary fuel for most advanced nuclear reactors. CEO Scott Nolan says he's excited to put Paducah back on the map when it comes to nuclear fuel.
The U.S. was once the world leader in enrichment, and a lot of that enrichment happened here in Paducah, Kentucky, and we're building in Paducah, Kentucky for that exact reason, to bring it back to where it was most recently done.
Currently, HALEU isn't made in the U.S. on a commercial scale. Most of the nation's advanced nuclear fuel supply is imported from Russia. Nolan says the award will help General Matter end the country's foreign reliance and will help the company begin enrichment operations in western Kentucky before 2030. An eastern Kentucky woman who admitted to aborting her pregnancy with medication at home and burying the remains on her property is no longer facing the most serious charge. A grand jury indicted 35-year-old Melinda Spencer of Campton on Tuesday on charges of fetal homicide, concealing the birth of an infant, abuse of a corpse, and tampering with physical evidence. Yesterday, Wolfe County Commonwealth Attorney Melinda King dropped the fetal homicide charge, claiming the state's near-total abortion ban specifically targets healthcare providers who perform abortions unless the mother's life is in danger. In a news release from her office, King described herself as a pro-life prosecutor who must still act within the boundaries of state law. She pledged to prosecute the remaining charges against Spencer. Governor Andy Beshear gave his annual State of the Commonwealth address last night. KPR Capital reporter Sylvia Goodman reports that Beshear says Kentucky's economy is still booming, but faces new headwinds due to federal shifts.
Kentucky's Democratic governor called for major investments in the next two-year state budget that would fund new affordable housing, aid struggling rural hospitals, and fund a new universal pre-K program. Beshear also decried federal policy under the Trump administration, even as he said Kentucky's economy remains strong.
But often on sunny days, there are storm clouds on the horizon. Bad tariff and trade policy are impacting our national economy, slowing or pausing many projects, and other states are shedding both investments and jobs.
Beshear did not give his address before a joint session of lawmakers this year like usual. Because of the ongoing construction at the Capitol, he instead spoke at the Thomas D. Clark Center for Kentucky History to a crowd of supporters and lawmakers. Only a few Republicans showed up. Beshear spoke at length in his address about the struggle to achieve the American dream and also hinted at a potential presidential run.
This is my seventh State of the Commonwealth and my last budget address in this job.
The legislature, which is controlled by Republicans, will fashion the two-year budget over the course of the long 60-day legislative session that began this week. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Frankfort.
London City Council passed an emergency ordinance on Monday that would allow the town to keep its emergency departments staffed. That includes its fire, police, and public works departments. That comes after a lengthy conflict between the council and town mayor Randall Weddle. Weddle warned that a previously passed budget ordinance would lay off 51 city workers. Council members argued the ordinance would address a budget crisis from over-collected garbage fees, and only 35 workers would be laid off. More than 80 city employees sued the council over the lawsuit, arguing the cuts would be a danger to public safety. Circuit Court Judge Samuel Spalding issued a restraining order that kept the ordinance from being enacted. Spalding removed that restraining order after new ordinance was created. More money will go towards addressing garbage fund overspending, and the city's departments will stay intact. You can learn more about these stories and others online at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhardt.